Australia is currently one of the fastest growing markets for U.S. pork exports. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, discusses some of the factors driving this growth.
We tend to think of Australia as a meat exporting powerhouse, and few realize the country is a large and growing pork importer. Last year, the country imported from all suppliers $500 million U.S. dollars worth of pork, and $200 million of that was from the United States. And for the first 4 months of 2019, the pace of U.S. shipments was up 37%. Australia has its image as a beef nation, but just over 2 years ago, something interesting happened. Government statistics were showing the average Australian consumed just under 28 kilograms of pork, slightly edging out per capita beef consumption, which has been in long-term decline. And that 28 kilos of pork consumption was more than double the amount the average Australian consumed in 1975. This reflects a diet diversification, which in turn reflects changing population demographics. 2016 census data showed among new arrivals into Australia, persons born in Asia outnumbering those from Europe for the first time ever.
Haggard notes that this tremendous growth comes despite significant import restrictions.
Australia has a viable domestic swine industry, and most, if not all, the fresh pork sold in supermarkets in Australia is from domestic sources. But it's estimated that at least 70% of the ham and bacon consumed in Australia is processed using imported product. Australian import requirements demand that U.S. pork be cooked before it is sold into the Australian marketplace. Until that issue is resolved, U.S. will be unable to get fresh pork on supermarket shelves. But this demand by processors continues to grow.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.